KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Federal emergency management workers halted door-to-door operations in hurricane-ravaged North Carolina after threats of violence. A man in Rutherford County, North Carolina, was charged with misdemeanors. Pete Gaynor is a former FEMA chief.
We have the best mission in the federal government, helping people before, during, and after disaster. I think we have some of the most dedicated employees that are trying to do that for their fellow Americans. And stuff like this, it's not good for morale for anyone on the team.
Vice President Harris was in Erie, Pennsylvania, where she deployed a new tactic, playing video clips of former President Trump calling political opponents the enemy within. In a Philadelphia suburb, two people fainted during Trump's rally. He ended a question and answer session with the audience early. South Korea says North Korea blew up northern sections of cross-border roads that are no longer being used. North Korean leader Kim has vowed to abandon the goal of peaceful Korean unification. This is Asian. Boeing says it'll lay off 17,000 workers amid the ongoing strike by union machinists. The head of the Labor Department came calling.
With no end in sight for the now month-long machinist strike at Boeing, Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu traveled to Seattle on Monday to meet with Boeing and the workers' union. The two sides cut off talks last week. The Department of Labor says the secretary is assessing the situation and encouraging both parties to move forward with bargaining. The workers who build the Boeing 737, 767, and 777 are demanding their pensions be reinstated. Boeing says it can't do that. Alex Stone, EBC News.
More than 30 couples turned out in Newry, Maine for the annual North American Wife Carrying Championship. Contestants carrying their partners through a 278-yard course of water, logs, and mud. In this year's event, competing couples didn't have to be married. The winner gets their partner's weight in beer or five times their weight in cash. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Kamala Harris campaign is busy blitzing Wisconsin. Running mate Tim Walz stumped in Green Bay and Eau Claire Monday. First Lady Jill Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders were in Wisconsin too. Harris herself will be in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay on Thursday. People in southwest Wisconsin are learning how to talk to each other about politics. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
So many of us have experienced the awkwardness and frustration of a political argument during Thanksgiving dinner. A group of about 24 people got together in Dodgeville to talk about how politics has hurt their relationships with family and loved ones. It was put together by a group called Braver Angels. A Marquette survey found 46% of people have had to just stop talking politics altogether with someone they know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers beat the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and never looked back on the way to a 34-13 win over the Cardinals. Quarterback Jordan Love.
That was the goal for us coming in this game was to be able to start fast and get in that rhythm. And obviously, I think the first drive, not coming with points was tough, but we were able to build on that and start building on that rhythm we wanted to have.
The Cardinals scored 13 points, but quarterback Kyler Murray said it was too little, too late.
If we scored before half or even after half, you're 17-24.
score. And then you feel like it's a game. And then I think second half, man, we just two fumbles back to back. You know, penalties, it just can't let bad plays continue to happen against a good team. So it's too hard.
Up next, the Packers host the Houston Texans. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers with a decisive 42-7 win at Rutgers over the weekend. Wisconsin improved to 4-2. NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in a preseason game. Chris Middleton, though, is still likely not to play. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers ending mostly cloudy, north winds in upper 20s by sunrise. On Tuesday, maybe a shower in the morning, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the mid-40s. Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, mostly clear in lower 20s. It's 33 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour three of our program. You know, sometimes great minds think alike, as the old saying goes. This morning I published a piece about how I think Trump is going to try and steal the election, or Republicans in general. And so did Greg Palast. So I wanted to get him on to talk about his take on our take. And there might be some subtle differences between our two perspectives. Greg Palast, of course, the filmmaker and journalist, he's the author of The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. His most recent film is Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen, produced by Martin Sheen, narrated by Rosario Dawson, and also produced by George DiCaprio. It's streaming free now over at gregpalast.com and Greg_Palast on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program. So lay out your premise for us.
Okay, it's really simple. We both put out articles, and I hope that you'll read them both. Go to gregpalast.com and obviously to Tom Hartman's site. We both realize that the Republican scheme, the way that they plan to win this election, is by throwing the election into what's called the 12th Amendment process. No, you didn't learn this in civics class. Mrs. Schneider never talked to you about the 12th Amendment because we've never used it. And what's happening, what is the 12th Amendment? It says if the Electoral College cannot, if there are 270 electors who there's not enough electors to get to 270, it goes into the 12th Amendment process, which means that the president is chosen by votes of the states. Now, what does that mean? It's one vote for one state. And that means North Dakota, with less than a million population, has one vote, so does California. And there are no votes for Washington, D.C., because it's not a state. Here's the thing. 26 House delegations, and the vote is done by House delegations. 26 House delegations, representing a small minority, by the way, the population. 26 states are controlled by Republicans. You go to the 12th Amendment, it's hail to the thief, Donald Trump wins. And both you and I, Tom, had the same idea that they're aiming towards the 12th Amendment. Our emphasis is a little different at the moment, or they should be read as two sides of the same coin. You're talking about the fact that under the U.S. Constitution, you and I don't have a right to vote. The state legislatures ultimately determine the terms and method of voting or whether you get to vote at all. So it's up to the state legislatures. That's one way that they can pull this off. And what I'm talking about are riots. And I put the article is put down December 11th as a date that they're going to be rioting in state capitals in every swing state in America. And why is December 11th the new January 6th? Well, January 6th is just a ceremonial operation by the vice president. There was no way to use that the Trump ceremony, the Pence ceremony of opening the envelopes to stop the election. However, December 11th and I'm sure only Tom has memorized the Constitution, knows this. December 11th is what is known as the ascertainment of certification deadline. If the governor of each state, subject to control of their legislature, if a governor of a state does not submit the list of electors, that is the people who you and I voted for, doesn't list the electors by December 11th, that state loses its electoral votes. So for example, in Georgia, which again, it may come down to Georgia again, if Brian Kemp does not certify, and now he's kissed, by the way, Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia has now kissed and made up with Trump. They're best buddies again. If Brian Kemp says, oh, there's fraud, I'm not going to certify this vote, Georgia loses its 16 electoral votes, and that could push Catherine Harris, if she'd actually won the state, as the Democrats have won last time.
I mean, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, excuse me. Kamala Harris, sorry. If Kamala Harris falls below 270, and Trump, of course, will have fallen below 270, then it goes in the 12th Amendment process. So the governor can literally say, well, I'm not submitting these names.
Yeah.
The other is that he may not have a choice. For example, in Georgia law, and it's a similar law which is in abeyance in North Carolina, the state board of elections has the full power to reject certification of any county's votes. And the current Board of Elections of Georgia, which is MAGA controlled, actually passed a resolution saying that in 2020, we would not have certified the vote from Fulton County, which, by the way, is Atlanta. Now, as you know, that's which Joe Biden won by 250,000 votes, by the way. Mm-hmm. So they won't certify Atlanta. If that happens under Georgia law, there can be no certification of the state. There are no electoral votes. So if Kamala Harris does a Joe Biden and wins Georgia, count on them actually not submitting the Electoral College names, not certifying the vote. By the way, there's a second chance for a riot if the first one doesn't work. December 17, the electors are actually what we call the Electoral College meeting. The electors meet in their state capitals and actually cast their vote for president. Well, if the capitals are on fire, surrounded by 10,000 National Guardsmen, and people are throwing Molotov cocktails, we're going to see a repeat of what, if you remember, Tom, certainly you do, the Brooks Brothers riot of 2000.
Oh, yeah.
The riot could stop.
That was Roger Stone's operation, too.
By the way, let's not forget, today Roger Stone is out of prison because he was pardoned by Trump.
He's running this thing.
And he's running this thing. He ran the Brooks Brothers riot, and it worked. We have to go back to that. He is out of prison, care of a Donald Trump pardon. He's an official officer of the Proud Boys. He's going to leash, believe me, I'm sorry, Roger, if you don't like it, sue me. But I know that you're sitting there planning for the riots of December 11th and 12th with your Proud Boys and the rest of your gangsters. And this is a problem. Because what happened in 2000 very quickly is that in my remember, George W. Bush supposedly won the election over Al Gore by just 537 votes in Florida. Well, key to that was that in Miami-Dade County, they were counting the votes and Al Gore was racking up the votes. It's Miami, right? And he was about to, if they had been allowed to count for one more hour, Al Gore would have been president of the United States. But what happened was you had a mob that went into the voting office in Miami, the elections office in Miami, and on a signal from a Republican congressman who said, shut it down now, they started smashing up that office. And the people counting the votes were scared for their lives. So they stopped the count. And then Catherine Harris, the Republican Secretary of State, who, by the way, while she's Secretary of State in charge of the vote, she is also the campaign chairwoman for George Bush. She's running his campaign and counting the votes, and she shuts down the vote count across the state, and particularly ordering four counties, including Miami-Dade, that is the Democratic counties, stop counting. We're not going to accept any of your votes now. So there, and then that's when the Supreme Court stepped in and said, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
So now here's the interesting thing about the Brooks Brothers riot. the reason it's called the Brooks Brothers Riot, as you well know, Tom, is that these guys are wearing Brooks Brothers suits. They were lobbyists. They were, as the Wall Street Journal said, these are $500 an hour lobbyists with cell phones in Hermes ties.
And most of the staff of Tom DeLay's office, who at the time was the Republican Speaker of the House.
Yes, so you had Republican staffers, paid lobbyists. These are the rioters.
Right.
These, but it worked.
But this time they don't need to do that. They don't need to bring in $500 an hour lobbyists. They've got, you know, they've got militias.
They've got their militias, and if they shut down either on December 11th, intimidate or give a good excuse. Remember, there's a lot of governors who can't wait to say, oh, I'm not certifying the vote here. Oh, there was voter fraud. Yeah. You'll see this in our film, Vigilantes, Inc. They've already challenged 851,000 Americans' right to vote. Just one group, True the Vote, has already done that. They're over a million by now, I know that.
Yeah.
And they've said so. Over a million challenges. Greg, and that's what's happening.
Greg, I have a quick question for you. And,
sure.
And we just have 2.5 minutes here until we hit a hard break.
Okay.
I'm concerned that the Supreme Court is going to play a role in this, that most of these scenarios, you know, where a state refuses to certify or where Mike John, you know, if the Republicans can control the House and they get sworn in on January 3rd, on January 6th, they refuse to certify the vote, that then the Democrats will sue. It'll get thrown to the Supreme Court. Six Republicans on the Supreme Court will say, aha, perfect opportunity to invoke the 12th Amendment. And, you know, just like with... you know, in 1876, we're going to give the presidency to the guy who both lost the popular vote and the Electoral College vote, Rutherford B. Hayes in 1876. Yes. What say you?
You see the story of Rutherford B. Hayes and the 1876 election. Yes, I'm very, very concerned that the Supreme Court will literally endorse the mayhem,
and that gives it legitimacy. And if the
Democrats say, well, the Electoral College couldn't meet in the Capitol because it was on fire, they'll say, well, too bad. Read the Constitution. If you don't get in your electoral votes in time to the National Archivist, that is, the list must be transmitted December 11th or you're out of luck. And the vote must be submitted December 17th. And if you can stop these official ceremonial activities, basically, no one ever took these things seriously. Now it's going to be serious because they stop it. It'll go to the 12th Amendment. And there's no question in my mind, you throw it to our Supreme Court. We already had the Bush v. Gore decision, which basically said, don't finish counting the votes in Florida. Imagine our Supreme Court said, don't count people's votes.
Yep.
If they could do that in 2000. And now this court is even further to the right, further in Trump's pocket. You are absolutely right, Tom. Our Supreme Court is a threat to democracy and a threat to this election.
Well, and the rationale that Rehnquist used in that decision, and I cited in my article over at HartmanReport.com, it was that the Constitution says that you don't have a right to vote for president.
You
don't even have a right to vote for the electors for president. Those are chosen by the state legislatures.
That's correct. And in fact, as Congressman Jonathan Jackson has said, you know, we don't have a right. There's no right. Read the Constitution. There's no right to vote in there.
Yep. Yep.
And this is a danger. And that's what the Supreme Court relies on. You don't have a right to vote.
Exactly.
Yep. Trump's president. Hail to the thief.
Yep. Well, check it out at GregPalast.com and at HartmanReport.com. You'll get two slightly different takes on the same issue here. I think we should all be very concerned. Yeah, and Greg and I did not conspire to do this in advance. Greg, thanks a lot. Always great having you on.
See you at the movies. Bye.
Indeed, yeah. Check out his movie, Vigilantes, Inc., too.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you with more of the news of the day and your calls.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion, and at least three-quarters of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated? 2024 isn't just another election. This one's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your own terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect the what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this crucial fight. Visit fffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to fffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and get a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today.
Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. But there's more beneath the skin. Trump's laying out all the strategy, a twisted way to win. He's lost the popular vote, electoral slipping away. But Trump's dark design could steal the prize another day. Does Trump have a blueprint for stealing the crown? When the votes are counted, will he tear it all down? Fake electors and the house in his grip. Will the people's voice be silenced in Trump's power trip? Yep, Greg Palast and I think that he does, and we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a real interesting next couple of months here, so stay tuned, buckle up, and be sure you vote. All right, our just insane news. The guy who's the head of the National Rifle Association, his name is Douglas Hamlin. When he was a student at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, he was the president of his fraternity, and they had a cat who wouldn't use his kitty litter box. So what did these noble young men do? By the way, before I tell you this story, let me preface it by pointing out one of the things that I learned back in the day when I was studying psychology is that one of the most common characteristics of psychopaths, particularly psychopathic murderers or people who tolerate murder, is that as young people, they torture animals. So what did this guy do when a cat wouldn't use its kitty litter? He cut off the cat's paws, and then, or he and his friends, and then strung it up and set it on fire. You can read about it in The Guardian. The headline is NRA chief involved in gruesome cat killing his college fraternity member. A cook who worked at the fraternity at the time and asked not to be named said he recalled speaking to police and never returning back to work because he feared reprisal. Now, it's not just Douglas Hamlin, the head of the National Rifle Association, who does this kind of stuff. Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, bragged that he murdered a neighbor's dog with a shovel because the dog wouldn't stop barking. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Republican, shot her dog Cricket in the face. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Took a whale's head off with a chainsaw, allegedly barbecued and ate a dog, although he now maintains it was a goat, and says he planned to skin and eat a bear cub. Former Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran, a Republican, said that he used to, quote, do all kinds of indecent things to animals. Former South Carolina Republican leader Todd Kinnikon, according to the Associated Press, it was covered in blood and dog hair and said every 1,000 years there needs to be a sacrifice and blood must be spilled.
The Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I mean, it goes on from there. There's this long list of Republicans who are threats to pets. I'm telling you, these are signs of being a psychopath. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies. They're wild-caught Cotton treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi friends, Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcasts at tomhartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature, and both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day. It helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get a free month supply and 15% off. Superbearing.com, code Tom, T-H-O-M. As dogs, we've got our rights, and we're here to stay. We want good food in our bowls, not just scraps and bones. We need time to play with balls, not be left alone. Remember our friend Cricket, who died too young. We deserve to run and jump in the sunshine. We need a comfy bed, not just the cold hard ground, to feel the warmth of love all around.
Yeah, poor Cricket. Christy Nome had to shoot her dog in the face, you know, and oh man, it's these stories about Republicans and pets are just bizarre. It's like some of the stories about Republicans and women. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's up?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to comment on Donald Trump's cognitive acuity test. And, you know, it's that he says man, woman, TV, cameraman, person. That's not a cognitive acuity test. That's just word association.
That's a dementia test, actually, is what it is. It's how they determine if somebody has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, right. Well, as an example, it's not necessary. Alzheimer's is more. It's deeper than that. Mm-hmm. If I asked you to say silk three times, silk, 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 and then I say, what do cows drink? What do you say?
Milk.
No, they drink water.
Oh. Okay. I got it, Aaron.
So, but that's the sinisterness of this guy.
Yeah.
And you have to listen very carefully. You just listen. Remember they asked when he was talking about North Carolina, and they asked, what would you do? Well, I would get people. I would get the greatest people. But the key word was people, people, people. It's word associated. You, like somebody said, you have two ears and one mouth. Listen more than you talk. This guy is nuts, but it's more dangerous than that.
Yeah.
That's just, it's word associated. I mean, that's all I got. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, well, that was a good one, Aaron. That was a good one. Thank you. Will in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Will, what's up?
Hey, how you doing this afternoon now? Hey, Tom, you know, a couple of callers before your commentary with all these different things going on, and a gentleman who talked about the 13th or the 12th Amendment, you know, I would take in consideration, I would look toward the armed, you know, forces, maybe the chief of staff, you know, joint chiefs of staff to have to take over if it had to get to all of that, because they do swear oath, you know, for this country. You know, that's what I would think about it. And I'm just a novice, so that's just something that came to mind. But the gentleman...
That would be a violation of a law that goes all the way back to, I believe, the John Adams administration. It's the Posse Comitatus Act, which makes it illegal for the American military to perform police functions inside the United States. The military, they can help out in an emergency, but they cannot, you know, arrest people, corral people, all that kind of stuff. That's a violation of the law.
In other words, they couldn't step in like other countries in the case of a turmoil. So, I mean, I, you know, like I don't really But I do have a question. You know, you had a gentleman on that was talking about what young black men don't do. Well, I do see what young black men are doing, and I hate for people to put us all in a box, because I see young men out here working every day, doing the right things. You know, in quite a few of them. But there are some issues that come to mind. I have four or five young black men in their 30s and in their 20s. That's my grandkids, and I talk to them, and I hear some of their complaints. And what it is that you think that we don't think ahead. Now, 80% of black men going to vote regardless. You see what I'm saying? The young men that are talking about the problems that we have, I believe it's because what has happened, we've been left behind. We see them talking about issues like LGBTQ, you know, for the last 4 years. We see them talking about the immigrants for the last 3 years. We hear them talking about, you see, women in general the last few years. And we do feel, and young men feel, that they're left behind. So could is there a possibility that it's that they can think maybe 10 thoughts ahead, you know, to say, well, maybe we need to bring these issues up, you see what I'm saying, so they'll know our thoughts. Not that we're not going to vote, but see, but we're going to bring them to the understanding that we're tired of being left behind with these issues, because there are some things that the Republican Party is saying that some of us agree with. Democrats feel that young black men in general, you see, are monolithic, and that because what they think is correct, you see, we're supposed to accept, just like, for instance, you know, homosexuality. If you don't agree with that, automatically, what do you have to be? You see what I'm saying? They'll say, well, you know, you're homophobic. You know, not that you could just disagree. You may not be. Some of them have family members and such. You see, and cousins that. But does that make you homophobic because you disagree? You see what I'm saying? And the immigrant, you know, population, I don't know what these people are talking about, but if you come to some of these black communities, it's like they moved them all here. You see, and they see things that the banks are doing, not even that the banks are doing. Because, for instance, I'm here out of Buffalo. We see the stores are all opening, you see, by immigrants, but then they put in the paper, you see what I'm saying, oh, yeah, we redlined you colored folks for the last 50 years. They literally put it in, the banks redlined us.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to buy the stores. And so people are not talking about those issues. It's like they gloss over the truth. And we see that as black men say, wait a minute, something ain't right about this. Not that we have anything against the immigrants, because they're doing what they're supposed to do if you have the opportunity. But it appears, you see what I'm saying, to people, to lay people, that, you know, the Democrats are doing more for them, and we are left behind, you know, for the 100.
I do see what you're saying, Will, and I'm curious if you think that Kamala Harris's new outreach, you know, she's offering this program to help young black men start businesses and to buy houses. You know. Is that going to work?
20-some days for the election, they haven't been dealing with the whole 4 years that they've been here. Now, we're going to vote regardless.
Well, she hasn't been president.
Yeah, I know it. But what I'm saying, well, we can talk about the Bush administration. She's a part of it. But I understand, you know, her process.
You mean Biden?
She's just dear, you know, as the, the vice president. I understand that.
Right.
You know, but what I'm just saying, it seems like, you know, for the last 4 years, Bush been in there and others. We can talk about Obama. Obama had a whole of Senate and Congress at one time, and he didn't do nothing but pass, you see what I'm saying, the sex for homosexuals or the LGBT crew. You see, and we look at things as such as being men.
Yeah.
You see,
no, I get it, Will. And I understand. And there are very legitimate concerns and complaints. The only thing I would add, though, is if you think things are bad now for black people in America, wait until Donald Trump is president.
This is what I'm saying. We see that. We understand that.
Yeah.
That's why this may be the last time for and ourselves for us to give the Democratic Party our vote, because they take us for granted. But
there
we know what's going on. Don't think we don't. These young men are naive to going to vote for Trump. But what I'm saying is a possibility that they're saying those things so that the Democratic Party can really look at us.
I get it. Will, thank you. Very, very thoughtful response. Thank you so much. Holly in Marshall, Missouri. Hey, Holly, what's on your mind today?
Wow, that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, no one has called to congratulate you on your incredible appearance with Ali Velshi.
Oh, on Sunday. Yesterday.
Yes. When I realized that's what's been missing from these really great shows on MSNBC is the history, because the history gives it so much credibility and education.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was thrilled to see you, and you look great.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And send a note to Ali. By the way, is that set for Wednesday, Sean? He's going to be on this program on Wednesday for a full hour taking calls from our listeners. So, you know, in advance, please be nice to him. And this is a guy who has seen it all. He's been a reporter all around the world. He's worked for multiple networks. He understands the media, understands politics. He grew up in another country. He grew up in Canada. He's an American mm-hmm. citizen now. I am fascinated to hear his perspective, and I hope he's excited to come on and take calls from our listeners. So I think it's going to be a fun hour. I think it's going to be the third hour on Wednesday. Yeah, it'll be the whole third hour on Wednesday. Ali Velsh will be here taking your calls. Ali, I got to run. Do you want to say something quick? Josh Hawley. I'm sorry, Holly. I'm out of time. My apologies. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleaned out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical studies, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. An impressive 90% said that they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't yet found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is Tom, cbdistillery.com.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss. And it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Our dogs Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM, drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Leaving the people down, voices cry for balance lost. In shadows they convene. SCOTUS was never meant to be. Kings and queens unseen. This lawlessness has gone too far.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Delvin in Chicago. Hey, Delvin, what's up?
What's going on, Tom? First of all, I just really want to just say the caller that was speaking about black men and the unfairness of the LGBTQ and the administration. Black in America at one point was self-sustainable. We had our own communities, our own businesses, our own doctors. If you go into the black communities today, all the stores are owned by foreigners. None of the money stays in the black community. And I'm sick and tired of black people looking for handouts. I have to say this. We have been in this country long enough with enough opportunity, affirmative action, to have established ourselves in our community. It's time for black people to look within our own community and stop blaming other people for what's happening to ourselves. Gangs are killing blacks, are killing blacks. They're not out there gangbanging in white neighborhoods or Asian neighborhoods or Hispanic neighborhoods. If Hispanics, if other ethnic groups can band together to take care of who they love and their family, we should be also be able to do the same thing. I'm sick and tired of black people blaming Obama and Biden. Kamala hasn't even gotten office. They're already blaming her.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. I get it.
It's time for us to stop blaming other people for the nonsense. I'm a businessman. I have a show called The Original OGs, which document real black history from the streets up. I've interviewed Jesse Jackson. I've interviewed these blacks in the history. In the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, when drugs hit the black community, all of a sudden, the violence erupted. And I know a lot of people say, well, the government put the drugs in our community. That doesn't mean that we have to use them. That doesn't mean that we have to sell them. And that doesn't mean that it has to become our number one sense of our economy in the black neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't get out of this mindset, Tom, of blaming everyone else about our internal problem, we're doomed.
I get it.
And I'm going to say this, and then I'll let you explain. The worst thing that can happen to this world, forget the United States, is to let Trump in office. And I'm sick and tired of people talking as Trump is an idiot who's not afraid to speak on one thing, and that's white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
That's his biggest power, white privilege.
Yeah.
Because he has put on the platform to white people, you should be afraid of black people moving in your neighborhoods and dating your daughters. You should be afraid of these immigrants coming over here taking black jobs. Like, how big of an insult could that be?
Yeah.
When Trump calls people my blacks, the very definition of my, M-Y, is ownership. And when I hear a black person say, I'm going to vote for Trump, I'm like, dude, do you not realize that he said he owns blacks by saying my blacks?
Yeah.
You remember slavery?
Yeah.
Do you remember slavery?
I get it, Delvin. I get it.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's a fascinating and I think really important conversation. And Delvin, thank you. Thank you for your contribution to it. Michael, in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes, hi. I wanted to throw out some kudos to you and your viewers as the direct result of a call I made to your show. Within like a month, a few weeks, DeSantis, or Governor Newsom in California, announced that he was investigating Governor DeSantis for his having bullied textbook publishers coast to coast.
Yep.
And I don't know if you recall, but you also mentioned you had been a member of a Darwin board, and I wanted to encourage you because, and not just that, but he announced with, and by he, I mean Governor Newsom, announced with Bill Nye, the science guy, that Article 8, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution mandates the truth be taught children, and that applies to evolution. And that's where I think there's enthusiasm that didn't used to exist for you to form a new Darwin Scopes 2025 board to let people know that evolution and decolonization connects directly to evolution, and that it's not about survival of the fittest. It's not about separating wheat from chaff, which we do in education. It's why kids can't read, because it's not about, you know, we present information like reading.
I get it.
It's not about collaboration.
I get it.
Like we
Michael,
present
I'm
a mechanical
I'm out of time here.
I get it.
Well said. Thank you very much for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. And stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, we'll talk scary trolley tours in Door County with Carl Sarecki. And our favorite paranormal investigator, Todd Michaels, joins the show to talk ghost stories that are non-trolley related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. What's he?
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.